When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How's it going, everyone? It's been quite a while since Scott fired up my processors to get a freshly baked backroom explanation your way, and I couldn't be any happier to do so. But, before we clip into today's episode, a quick word about what to expect from our extended hiatus. We plan on explaining more of the higher numbered levels, such as the ones in the hundreds. Along with that change, we want to touch more on tales, as well as some people of interest respectively. We're also planning more experimental kind of episodes as well, so you can expect uploads of varying degrees from us in the coming future. However, with that being said, because of this change, upload times may be longer than before. We want to make sure episodes are of a better quality, and to do that, we'll need more time to research and make sure things are wrapped up neatly. We hope you all understand the changes coming in the near future. We're working hard to bring the podcast to new heights, and are excited to bring that vision to you all. That's all we have to say for this lengthy intro, so as always, have any questions for us, email us or reach out on Discord. Both links will be in the show notes. And with that out of the way, let's finally get into today's episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over a rather new big player within the backrooms. So, I hope you're ready to take down some gods, because today, we'll be going over the Iron Fist. Basic descriptions. So, normally we would give a brief description and overview that best describes the faction we'll be discussing about, but for the Iron Fist, they have a manifesto that does far better justice than what we could write up for them. So, we'll cite it verbatim. Once, long ago, we believed in the gods of these realms. We accepted them as our own and worshipped their divinity for millennia. But then, the gods betrayed us, and we came to realize we were insignificant in their eyes. The gods thought us to be nothing more than pawns, playthings for their amusement. With the illusion broken, we sought to prove them wrong. We took matters into our own hands, and did what we could to bring them down from power. We usurped the gods, and drove them into the shadows. So, a group of individuals looking to topple all gods within the backrooms. To some a noble task not many are willing to undergo, while to others a heretical action only punishable by death. But most importantly, a goal the Fists take to heart. As relatively new to the continuity of the backrooms as they are, they're making major moves throughout its many levels and are proving to be quite the force in their own right. So, with that overview of the faction, let's get into how the Iron Fist is structured as a whole. Faction structure. Much like the hand consists of five fingers, so does the Iron Fist. Each of the inner groupings of the faction serves a different aspect and role within the fists, known as the five fingers. Each finger is led by a premier, the leader of said group within the faction. We won't be going to these premieres in detail, choosing rather to dedicate an episode to them at a later date. The first finger we'll touch on is the Finger of Mars, led by the premier Amadeus Ludwig Steele. Described as the main fighting force of the factions, you could probably guess with their occupations of fighting godlike beings within the backrooms, that they are quite the force to deal with. Next up is the Finger of Jupiter, led by the premier Abdias Podortzer. This finger's role in the faction is to gather and store all the knowledge useful to the Fist's daily operations. You can think of them as record keepers. They're your go-to people for knowledge on targets. The Finger of Sol, headed by the premier Callum Andrews, a rather influential character in the grand scheme of the backrooms, are the craftsmen of the faction. With Callum at the helm, this finger excels in creating some of the finest technologies throughout the backrooms. Known for their amazing quality. Coming up next is the Finger of Mercury, led by the premier Joan Arteaga. This finger consists of the Fist's elite assassins. Their role is pretty simple. Some missions require a more delicate touch, something the finger of Mercury is masters at. The last finger of the Iron Fist is the finger of Saturn, headed by the premier Nathaniel Gunner. This finger is the governing body of the Iron Fist and consists of each premier of the faction. Being such, all operations of the group go through this finger, and from what we could gather, all disciplinary actions are enacted by this finger as well. With all the fingers of the Iron Fist out of the way, let's talk about the few allies and many enemies the Iron Fist has collected throughout its operations. Faction relationships. So, with the occupation the Iron Fist has decided to align itself with, you could probably guess they've had some interesting interactions with the other big players within the backrooms. We won't get into them here, but we will go over the relationship status the Fists have with the other factions. Starting with the good relationships, or rather relationships since there's only one faction documented to be official allies of the Fists, we have the UEC. Everyone's favorite backrooms semi-fascist. They believe the UEC operations are that of a noble cause, which is the overall safety of the human population within the backrooms. A goal that aligns very well with the Fists. Next up are the neutral relationships, which only consist of the MEG. They respect their work in trying to help wanderers survive within the backrooms, all while looking for a way out. Though the MEG has yet to provide support to the Fist's cause, they seem to be on non-hostile terms for the time being. Now it's time for the many groups they are openly hostile to, and what would you know, they all follow or worship a backroomian deity. There's a bit of them, so we're gonna shotgun our way through the list. There's the Cygnus Order, the Eyes of Argos, the Followers of Jerry, the Order Elysian, the Reverends, the Visionaries of Barry, and the Zealots of the Chair. So, as you can see, they have many more enemies than allies, and we can see this list get much longer as time goes on. But whether you believe in their cause or not, they're not opposed to making enemies when it comes to completing their mission. Settlements and Outposts. As far as we're aware, there are two documented bases belonging to the Iron Fist. The first is Jupiter Base of Level 105. It's unknown where the base is located or who is stationed here. This is due to the secretive nature of the base, as well as its importance to the faction. Being under the authority of the Finger of Jupiter, this base functions mostly as an archival station. Our advice is to not openly look for the base while here, but let them reveal themselves to you. It's far safer that way. The other base we have is Training Grounds M1 within Level 49.2, a sublevel of Level 49. Once again, due to how secretive the Iron Fists are, we are unaware of the location of the training grounds. What we do know though is that resembles that of a military base surrounded by trees. We advise that if you come across the training ground while within level 49.2, do not attempt to access the base without proper clearance. They keep their bases secretive and they fully intend to keep it that way. By any means necessary. The Vanquished View. So, you may be surprised to hear that the Iron Fists have been successful in the slaying of quite a few deities throughout their tenure within the backrooms. A testament to their strength and ability. Here's a list of the vanquished as they're called by the faction, along with their cause of death. Starting our list of dead gods is the All-Seer, who met his demise by being entombed under rubble. Next is the Blue Knight, who was beheaded by the Blade of Amadeus. The Conductor's documented cause of death was the result of dissolving. Don't ask us how they managed that one. There's Koran, who was impaled on a pike, while also impaled by a foreign object. Lilith was pierced by the spear of Kushum. Next up is the Gatekeeper, who was poisoned by the chalice of Alexander, while Kion was shot by the arrow of Catherine. The Lonely Scarecrow was simply burned, while the Maker was enraptured. Next, the Warrior was killed with the Axe of David, while lastly, Sada was dismantled by Callum. Though this is the list publicly available by the Iron Fists, some of the deities listed are documented as being active in other articles available in our archives. This leads us to speculate either the god in question when seemingly killed just reformed back within the backrooms, or another deity similar to the god in question simply takes its place. Whichever the case, the Fists sure do have quite the list on their hands, with many of the outcomes currently being looked into for their validation. Closing words. So, that was the faction known as the Iron Fist. What did you think about the group and their motivations? How do you feel about them being allied with a group like the UEC? How are they able to accomplish their goals? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, we have Nathan Gear, Sushi Penguini, Shelby Girl Gaming, Ridiculous, My Friends Call Me PK, EBGBs, Coconut Cluster, and Brandon Briars. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level. Starting us off, there's Rachel, Manicord, Brandon Berry, and Cast the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. That's gonna be all from us today, so as always, thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful day.